Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up life.
Yeah.
your future.
That was Jane Fortune. I believe. It's all about believing. He got your back. No matter what it looked like, he got your back. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the faithful and dedicated ones to the Word at Noon. I thank God for you to have each and every one of you all. I need to play a little of this song for a minute, and I'll be right back.
Let the power fall.
Let your power fall. I need you. Sometimes we got to just cry out like that and tell him, Lord, I need you. Let your power fall. Hallelujah. I just had to pray a little of that. That's dedicated to Sister Johnson. And I believe I just dedicated that to the broadcast. Well, brothers and sisters, we're going to get started here. I'm going to ask Pastor Bell, and she'll give us a word of prayer. And after that, we'll get into the review.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. The script I'd like to share is coming from Romans, the 12th chapter and the 3rd verse. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day. Thanking you, Father God, that we can come together and study the word together, Father God. Father God, we just thanking you for all things. We thanking you for healing, thanking you for deliverance, thanking you for being in good health, thanking you, Father God, for being clothed in our right mind, Father God. Lord, we thank you for this word, Father God, that we have, the word of truth, Father God, and thank you for our pastor that helps us to understand this word of truth, that we may meditate on it day and night, not only meditate on the word of God, but also share it with others, Father God. Bless that you would be with those that are sick and shut in, Father God. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with those who are going through, Father God, because we know you are in control. We're praying for America, Father God. We know, Father God, that you're working things out together for our good, and we're going to continue to trust you. And we know in your word it says you'll supply all of our needs. All we have to do is call upon you and then wait on you, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would just have your way as this word and review goes forth and open up our hearts and our mind to receive it, Father God. We give you thanks. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. thank you. God bless you. And I received that prayer. Now, Evangelist Sharon, she's going to be able to help us today. Praise God. I want to hear from you anyway. Evangelist Sharon, you're on.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. And good afternoon to all the listeners. I thank God for another day. Even though it's not Thankful Thursday, I still have to be thankful for another day. And I want to thank everyone for their continuing prayers, lifting me up, and God will make a way. And it's not just after this life, it's in this life, more importantly, that we put our trust and love in Him. Amen.
Yeah. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. Okay, we're going to get into the review. I have several things I want to touch on, but I don't know who I'm speaking to, but something went forward this week, and it's a scripture that touched you. I would love for you to be part of that. So whatever scripture it is, don't hesitate to come forward. Okay. I wanted to echo in there. We're going to start with John 14:20-21. John 14:20-21.
Okay. John 14. 20 and 21 read as follows. Okay. At that day ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and that I am you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. In the Message Bible. At that moment you will know absolutely that I'm in my Father and you're in me and I'm in you. The person who knows my commandments and keeps them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and make him, I'm sorry, and make myself plain to him. Amen, amen. And Pastor, we're hearing an echo.
Oh, okay, are you hearing it now?
No, I don't hear it now, Pastor.
I might be on Evangelist Sharon, and that's what's popping up. So some kind of way we're getting reverb. I'll put her back on here. Okay. Yeah, it's a reverb. It's coming from there. Okay. But there's a couple things I want to share. And well, let me get into this first. Okay. It says, this is requiring a response. I want y'all to hear this. John 14, it says, the people who love the word of God will keep it. That, it's calling for a response. Do it, act upon it. Not just read it, not just, no, but you're required to respond by acting on this word. Then you're going to know, the 22nd, 23rd verse says, God will love you and make his presence known. Think about that. In that, listen, brothers and sisters, do not get this twisted. We're not talking about eternity. We're talking about a day now. I'm going to take my time today and review this because I want you to know he's talking about a day. He's not talking about eternity. You're not going to know him in eternity yet, as of yet. He's talking about right now.
Amen.
Can you see that? He's talking about right now. He's about a day. He's not talking about over in eternity, people. That's a whole nother place. That's a whole nother era. That's a whole nother, for a better way of saying, that's a whole nother arena.
All right.
He that keeps my commandment, and I'm going to say this, on this side of eternity, and keep them, he is it that loveth me. So you're proving your love on this side. Not in eternity. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. That's on this side. And here's how you're going to know it. He says, because I will love him and manifest. If I'm understanding this right, manifest means to make known, to show. That's on this side, not on that side.
You'll
manifest myself to him. And Judas Iscariot asked the question, Lord, how is it that you're going to be able to manifest yourself to everybody or to us and not to everybody else and not to the world? And the answer was so simple. He said, if you love me, you're going to keep my word. Then you're going to know it. That's how you're going to know it.
Amen.
And then you're going to know my Father love you. See, people don't want to hear this truth right here because it requires them to be responsible. It requires them to respond to a word of today. Today, it requires them to respond. John 15:10, that would be a supportive scripture. John 15:10. You want to read that?
Yes. John 15:10 in the King James reads as follows. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, if you keep my commands, you'll remain intimately at home in my love, what I've done. Kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. Amen.
Pastor, read that one more time, please.
Okay.
Listen to this. God said, I want you to be intimate with me. Now, we all know what being intimate.
If you don't know,
I'll email it to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Pastor. If you keep my commands, you'll remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I've done. Kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You're setting up red. You're living there now.
Hallelujah.
You're at home. And home in terms of living life. You're living there in the Word of God now. So when you read John 15:10, if is a possibility, keep is doing. So if you'll do this, live in, abide in, set up residence, be intimate with me. You'll be intimate with me, even as I have been intimate with my Father, did what he said, kept his commandment, and I love him so until I live in him. He said, that's what he wants. Well, how you do that, Pastor? I'm glad you asked me. By abiding in his word. That's all he's saying. That's how you abide in his love. And it's not grievous. It's not hard. I was telling somebody the other day, well, you know, Pat, I said, it ain't hard. That's a lie from the pits of hell. It ain't hard. You just don't have no desire for the Father. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah! You just don't have no desire. It's easy to care who desire God because they desire the Word. They want to be filled with the Word. I ain't talking about all that old religious stuff either. See, if you love the Word, if you love the Word, the Bible says you will lay aside all filthiness, superfluitiness, and naughtiness, and you will receive with meekness the engrafted Word, which is able to save your soul. So you'll put that foolishness stuff away. And you say, you know what? I want the pure Word. That's what I want. I want to fall in love with God. Fall in love with God and have other gods.
Mm-hmm.
Fall in love with God and have these other gods. God ain't standing for it.
That's right.
About like that woman said on the divorce court. She said, now, he ain't going to have me and all these other women.
All right.
Say, I ain't going for it.
Yes.
I did this and I did that. The lady said, I don't care. You can have it all back. I want one man.
All right.
That want one woman.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about what God was saying here. That's what God wants. He's a jealous God. He wants us. But you got to put that superfluitiness and naughtiness and filth, you got to put that stuff to the side, man. You got to put it, and then you got to start receiving with meekness and grasp the Word. James 1:20, and be ye doers of the word and not hearers only.
Amen.
And some moment ago, and I want you to see it for yourself, but over there in 1 John, and then I'm going to make another point. In 1 John 5:3, can you go there for me, Evangelist Sharon? 1 John 5:3.
Yes. For this is love of God, that we keep in His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Amen.
Amen. The reality on whether or not we love God's children is this. Do we love God? Do we keep His commands? The proof that we love God comes when we keep His commandments, and they are not all troublesome. Amen. Not all troublesome. Amen.
Yeah. Ain't no trouble. No trouble. No trouble, man. No trouble at all.
Amen.
That's how you prove your love for God. To love God means that to obey His commandments. His commandment, it's not a difficult thing, people. It's not a grievous thing. It's not a hard thing. I know what the devil tell you. Well, you know, let him tell you. It's easier, and I'll just keep it 100. Once you get in here, or once you get on track, maybe that's why I need to say this. Once you get into the Word, I call it getting on track. Once you get into the Word or get on track, man, it's easy to flow and glow. It's easy to hang in there. You're just getting up on there and staying up on there.
All right.
Easy.
Yes. Amen.
That's why 2 John 6 says, walk after God's commandment. This is love. Walking after His Word. Change your walk. Start walking after. We said the other day, people, you have to start every day, make that decision. I'm going to give the Scripture. I'm going to live in the Word of God. I'm going to find something to meditate on day and night. I mean, make a decision in your life right now. I ain't leaving the house until I get a scripture. scripture that I can chew on all day. Put a, I don't care if it's a sticker. I don't care if you got to write you a big note and hang it on the wall. I always tell people, take it to, put to the bathroom. Take a Bible. While you're in there, read that thing. I guarantee you, I don't care if you're a man or woman, 95% of us sit down on the toilet before you leave your house every day.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm trying to show you this is an opportunity. Put you a basket right there. Put you some books there. Put you a word of God there. Get a daily word. I don't care what you get. Put your Bible there. And get you a word as you're sitting there. Throw the phone away. Or, matter of fact, take your phone with you. And instead of going to Facebook, Instagram, go there to Bible Gateway. Pull up a scripture.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Don't mess with
me. Amen.
You ain't going to get around this. You can't wiggle yourself out of this one.
All right. The devil is say that. Mm-hmm.
Trying to keep you from that word, trying to keep you from your eternal life. You elbow your way. You muscle your way. You press your way.
Hallelujah.
Talk your way into it. Whatever it means necessary, do it. Get in that word every day.
Amen.
So when he said, walk after God's commandment, this didn't come from me now.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelist Sharon Reed, 2 John, 2 John 6. Probably ain't one chapter. Okay. So just read 2 John, the 6th verse. I want y'all to see, I didn't say this stuff, man. That's something I done said. Get it off me. I didn't say this. God's word. I love repeating this word, Pat. I'm like Pastor. I just love saying this stuff.
Yes. Amen.
I don't mind mentioning God. I'm going to speak.
Amen. 2 John 1:6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. It reads as follows in the King James. And this is love, that we walk after this commandment, his commandment. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, love means following his commandments. And his unifying commandment is that you conduct your lives in love. This is the first thing you heard, and nothing has changed. Amen.
This coming from the chief. This coming from the top brass. However
say
you
that.
Want to say this is a commandment. And it ain't nothing new. It ain't nothing new. Same thing from the beginning.
Yeah. Amen.
Love means keeping his commandment. Love means walking after that word. Love means, to live in this love.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can live out of this love, but it's so much easier to live in this love. How do you live in this love? By getting in the word of God and staying there. Close your mind to everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like the people who's rejecting the teachings of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't have to do that. You don't have to take your Bible to the restroom. No, y'all, you don't have to do nothing, brother and sister. Those are suggestions to you how you can beat the devil. I'm trying to show you how to beat the devil at his own game.
Because
he'll get you. They'll have you to take your phone to the restroom with you. And y'all may not have this kind of conversation. I'm telling you, I'm going to keep it real with you.
Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Pastor.
Yeah, you take that phone on to the restroom with you, and when you do, you find Bible Gateway downloaded. You don't have it down, and God's Word downloaded. I mean, there's a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then once you get it, then you make a decision that, hey, while I'm in here, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to study this word of God. Now, when I get up out of here, I mean, I might check my messages, how many likes and how many, you know that stuff they do, evangelist sharing. I mean, come, y'all know what I'm talking about, how they get them cell phone and they be checking, see how many likes they got. Now, I know that in Georgia.
Yeah.
First thing they let me go to Facebook, post this, let me see what's been posted. Let me see if I like it or not. Let me go to my Instagram. Let me see how many folks like what I posted. It wasn't yours, no way. You got it from somewhere else. But let me see how many folks going to like it. I Snapchat.
Ooh,
let me see if I can get to follow me on Snapchat. Yeah. See, I'm trying to show you, brothers and sisters, there's nothing even wrong with that. When you get it, Snapchat the word of God. Tell them follow that. Tell them follow that. Tell them to like John 3:16. Tell them to like 2 Corinthians 5:16. Don't go there with me.
All right.
See, the enemy don't want you in that word. Because, see, once, let me tell you what happened, and I'm going to move on. When you are in that word, well, first of all, let me tell you this. You know, God knows you in that word, right?
Uh-huh.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Heaven knows that too, okay? But God knows you in that word. He knows if you're not in the word. How I know that. Revelations 3:8. We'll go there. Revelation 3:8. See, I'm trying to show you how to beat the devil at his game. That's all I'm trying to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to give you this. Hey, show you how. Because I'm going to tell you now. He'll do everything he can to keep you out of that word of God. But God said, I know your works. I know what you're doing. So that's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to help you along, brothers and sisters, how you can, when you see this, you're going to say, yep, that's what Pastor said. I'm going to get my phone and he's going to do this. Yeah, because he wants you to come. See, when while you looking at your scripture, you're going to get a message. Boom, just hit, got another hit. Boom, you just got another hit. You can't even finish reading before you get these hits.
That's right, Pastor. That's right.
But you're good at something. Well, while I'm in here, this is my time to get in this word because I know the Lord is looking at me. And he'll know that I'm living in that word. Now I've got something I can chew on and I can, you know. And believe, I'm not trying to lecture anybody on how to study. I'm not trying to do that, brothers and sisters. So I don't want nobody to take it personal. Well, he can't lecture me on how I ought to read it. I ain't trying to lecture you on how you ought to read the Bible. I ain't trying to do that. I'm trying to show you how to whoop the devil. And if anything, you ought to be trying to be on my side to say, yeah, well, let's find another way to defeat the devil. Because we know how he acting. We know how he doing some stuff. So we need to, you know, jump. Revelation 3:8.
And the King James reads as follows. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible, I see what you've done. Now see what I've done. I've opened a door before you that no man can slam shut. You don't have much strength. I know that. You used what you had to keep my word. You didn't deny me when times were rough. Amen.
Amen.
Did you hear that? I know what's going on. I know what you've done. I see it.
Yeah.
And I've opened you some doors that no one can shut.
Yeah.
See, I've taken you some places. I did some stuff for you. Don't get me into testifying today. I know God can open some doors nobody else can.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm being a typical example, too. Because, see, the Lord also going to tell you, he know where Satan see that, in the synagogue, because that's where he live at, in the synagogue, for those that don't know that. But anyway, he said, I know what you've done. He said, I see all of this. He said, now I open a door, and I'm going to put a period right there, and I won't use nobody else. How about you, myself? You owe the IRS thousands and thousands of dollars, and they, you know, when you do that, they won't let you buy no house. But God said, you know
all
what?
Right.
I'm going to open the door because you didn't believe for this house. So let me open this door and get the right person to look at your file, and they'll bypass it, and then that give you clearance to get that house. And then as soon as the house, then I'm going to turn around and put it right back out there. And so the next person's going to look at your file and say, oh, well, you owe this and you owe that. But before, previously, they didn't see that.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Let me explain it to you. God just shut a door. They couldn't open. He just opened one they couldn't shut.
Right. Amen.
I need an illustration now because we got a girl working on the job. She said she know God gave her this job. She said, ain't no way in the world I'm supposed to be working around meds. She's a med tech. No, I don't know what y'all call them up there. Med tech. She ain't got no business being around our car. She said, I know God. See, sometimes I'm supposed to gotta testify to stuff. We gotta just, you know, hey, he's the devil open show. Yes, God can open some doors.
Yes,
he can shut doors that no man can open.
Say that.
God, so you only got a little strength. I know you've been going through it. I know you've been holding on to that word. He said, but I want you to know today, I got you.
Yeah.
You haven't denied my name. You haven't act like you don't know me. Constantly tell people about my word in the presence of the enemy.
You're
telling folks about my word. They telling you this and that, and it don't matter because you busy trying to tell them what the word of God say. Hello, somebody.
Say it now.
Trying to remind you of your sins or your fault, and God telling you about the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we got to realize, brother and sister, that God had loved us. God knows who's real and who's not.
Yes, he does. Amen.
But anyway, for those that don't know, I want you to know, man, when you get talking about the word of God, baby, that just, you lights my camel. Lights my fire. You just, you know, I just love the word of God.
Amen.
I can tell you what that word means, but why I love it. So anyway, so this week we did Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for those that love the Lord, call according to His purpose. And then we got to Romans 8:32, and I'm gonna share that. And we did also Michael 7:18, but Romans 8:32. Read that, please.
Okay. That's it. Romans 8:32, and the King James reads as follows: He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up from for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, if God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare even to point a finger? Amen, amen.
Do you think the call is the enemy telling you you're not good enough? Do you think God cares? And please, please listen to what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. Because I had a lady, I talked to a preacher the other day, and she was just, I'm not worthy, and I'm not this, and I just love his grace because I wouldn't fit. And she went all this, and God didn't have to. Man, stop it. Stop it. God saw your worth.
Yeah.
You ain't dealing with boyfriends of yours. You ain't dealing with one of them ex-husbands of yours. God saw your worth.
Hallelujah.
He saw you more than what they saw. Maybe they just saw you as a sex machine. Maybe they just saw you as a baby maker. I mean, I don't know what they saw. Maybe they saw you as a trophy. Maybe they saw you as a cook. I don't know what they saw your worth were, but God saw you as being one of his.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He thought you was worthy. He thought you was worth dying for.
That does come
when people challenge God. And that's the farthest thing from the truth than anything I know. Yes, God saw you worthy.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You just don't see yourself good enough.
Well,
God won't save me. God will save to the uttermost.
Yes, he will.
Sometimes we want to feel like salvation is so far away. People, salvation is near than you think. It's right at your mouth.
Amen.
You think his only begotten son, if he thought you wasn't good enough? Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. You may not know this, and then you might know this. It was nobody on this earth but you. God would have saved you. If it was nobody on this earth but you, God would have saved
Say that. Amen.
Redeem you by his grace.
Yes.
He would have let Jesus went and died on Calvary for you.
Yes. Amen.
Say that is when the accuser was there to declare and decree that you're not worthy. God said he's worthy because my son's blood took care of his bill. He paid it. So he's worthy. You know, he's worthy to come in. The debt been paid.
Hallelujah.
The debt been satisfied.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, a lot of times when you want more credit and you got a debt, they want you to satisfy that debt before they give you more. Well, I want you to know, brothers, the debt of sin has been satisfied, even though people don't preach that. But God don't have another answer for sin. Can I say that one more time?
Say it again.
God have another solution for sin. The one he got is adequate. The one he got is sufficient. God doesn't have, and he's not going to allow you to tell him to make another reason why he should take care of sin. The sin issue has been dealt with. It's over.
Yeah. Amen.
He made Jesus sin for us. That's why he made Jesus, so we could become the righteousness of God. So he done dealt with that. Moving on. Move past that. Stop trying to deal with the sin issue. Let's deal with the righteous now. Since we know Jesus became that sin offering, how about us start dealing with the righteous and learn more about the righteousness than continue to learn about the sin? Let us become righteous conscience and not sin conscience. Let us be reminded of the fact that we're to be like God, which is right. With God. So let's teach about how we can get in right standings with God. We know about this other stuff. We already know about it. We need to know how to get in right standing and stay there. That's what righteousness is being right with God.
Amen.
Delighting yourself. Delight yourself in him. So that's what That's what Romans 8:32 is talking about. Delighting yourself in him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he'll be happy about it.
Amen.
Be glad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone have anything else? Because I'm still doing the review, but there was somewhere I wanted to go with this review. Because come Thursday, on Thankful Thursday, God showed me something. And I didn't really share it all, God gave me that revelation. The man said, you know what you can give to God? And the Spirit spoke to me plainly, just like I'm talking to you guys. The Spirit said, yeah, you need to give God what belongs to God. And I'm like, well, Lord, what that? I see people busy trying to tell you to give money. You know, they want you to give. And that ain't what God telling you to give.
Mm. Come on now.
So on Thankful Thursday, God said, give thanks. In everything.
Yeah.
That's what you ought to be giving. Don't worry about the money. Mm. Give thanks to the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Tell the folks how good he's been.
Amen.
What you need to give.
Mm-hmm.
And these folks give them money. How about teaching them to give thanks?
To
the Lord what belongs to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If for no other reason, Lord, because of your tender mercy.
Yes, Lord.
You can go to the book of Psalms, man, and that's the way I looked at it. I got to be honest with you guys. Folks are busy telling you to give. Wait a minute. How about let's give thanks unto the Lord? How about let's give back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
It said, therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I'm going to sing your praises. That's what I'm gonna give to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Sing unto the Lord. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you know, I don't have this. Give him thanks. And watch him open up heaven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He used to say, praises goes up, blessings come down.
All right,
how
now.
You know, Renee would say that. But let me tell you something. David said, I will give thanks unto thee forever.
Yes.
Ain't nothing going to stop me from doing that.
Amen.
I'm going to give thanks. I said, what? He said, yeah. You want to know what to give to the Lord? Give him thanks.
Yeah.
So the writer still give thanks. I don't care in the congregation. I don't care if I'm among heathens. I don't care. I'm giving thanks. That's what I'm going to give.
Amen.
I can't give 5,000 dinners away. No, because we're talking about giving. I may not have that to give. But I tell you what I do have to give. I can give thanks unto the Lord.
Amen.
That touched me, man. On Thursday, when we be talking about giving thanks, and we just talk about, we need to be talking about giving thanks. What do you give to the Lord? What do you have to give to the Lord? How about thanks? How about giving him back?
Yeah.
Stop playing church. Be the church. How about giving him thanks?
Amen.
Man ain't gonna like it, but God will love it.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Give thanks, brothers and sisters. That's what Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
before he got ready to distribute the bread and the fish out, he gave thanks.
Yeah.
And right, thanks. I got some word for you, and I got some scriptures for you. I can tell you where to go get that. Because they didn't know what to do with the bread. They didn't know what to do with the fish. They didn't know how to give thanks to it. And that's what Jesus was teaching the people.
Yeah,
they didn't know what to
yeah.
do with that bread. They didn't know what to do with that fish. And when he gave thanks to it, watch what happened. Fish begat fish. Bread became more bread. The more fish, the more they got. And still had more left over, 12 baskets, if I remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Left over. They didn't even start with 12, but they had 12 left over after they fed 5,000 hungry men.
Mm-hmm.
Bible said when Jesus had took their loaves and he was giving thanks, he said the disciples distributed them out among the people that were sitting. And he took that fish and he did the same thing.
Amen.
Ain't nothing but fish and bread. Now, you'll get some folks to argue about you because they want you to be vegan. They don't want you to eat nothing. But Jesus ate some fish and some bread. He didn't think nothing was wrong with it. And he gave thanks. Sometimes we all do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Paul said, even as I have spoken. He's talking about by the grace of God. He said, for I give thanks.
Yeah.
Look, it's just thanks, man. That's all to it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
That's what God wants to come out of these vessels is thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone have any scriptures from this past week before I go into something else God was showing me? Anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
I skipped Tuesday and Wednesday, and I jumped to Thursday. But I want you to know, we're to give thanks. We're to give. And the way the Lord showed me that is, and I'm going to tell you, man, you got to get that revelation on that. Well, you ought to give the and get the Lord. No, what does the Lord require you to do? Give him thanks. That's what he requires.
All right.
The enemy will take that same $5. He wants you to give. And you're supposed to be thanking God for that. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken. They'll find every scripture there to fit their situation. And they ain't told you where to give. Oh, you got to give to function. All of them use the same scripture. Usher boy, brother boy, Deacon boy, everybody, you know you're supposed to give. Now, let me tell you what God wants me to give. He wants me to give thanks.
Yeah.
You do that too, but he wants you to give some money. No, you want me to give money. God told me to give thanks.
Yeah.
If I decide to give, God's going to lead me who to give it to, and not the organization, but the organism.
Amen.
I ain't trying to go there. Okay. Anyone have a scripture before we go over here to 2 Timothy 3:16? Anybody? Press 1. We'll let you in. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Okay. Well, Evangelist Sharon, will you read 2 Timothy 3:16, that's what we dealt with Friday.
Yeah.
This is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible. There's nothing like the written word of God for showing you the way to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Every part of Scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way. Through the Word, we are put together and shaped up for the tasks God has for us. Amen.
You see, that's one of the things that the Word of God, brother and sister, teaches us. Please get a hold to that.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 Timothy, that's why that's what God gives us His Word for. Please don't let that slip. Know why you have the Word of God.
Yeah.
Know why the Word of God is so important to you, or it should be, which I believe it is. Put it first. Thank you. I was listening this morning on this political panel. They always get your priorities straight, people. What's more important? Your pride? Your wealth, your position, or your country. It ain't, you know, and we as Christians got to know that the Holy Scripture is able to make you wise. It's able to teach you how to keep the faith in Christ. The Scripture.
Yeah.
And He says that all Scripture is given by inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on to tell you what they're good for.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like, and I don't want to just jump over it, and I don't know, I may start on this Monday, really, because I don't want to just rush through this, but I want you to know all Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
All
Amen.
Of it.
Yeah.
Then with Matthew's 4:4 and Luke 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. That's all of it.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Amen.
Every word simply means when you see but, God wants you to live by it.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the word faith, He wants you to live by it. When you see the word in Christ, He wants you to live by it. See, these are scriptures, and they were, and that's the part I like. He gave them to us. He gave us the word, man.
Yeah,
God did
thank
that.
You.
Man might have wrote, but God gave the inspiration. That's where it came from, God.
Amen.
It was good for profitable for teaching doctrine. Excuse me, for proof, for correction, which a lot of people correct it. They want to stay in that same way of thinking. But they're going to have to come up out of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come down to righteousness. But anyway, I don't want to get too much into that because I have no time. Pastor, you want to have a word?
Yes, Pastor. I've been just been enjoying the word. Amen. Enjoying the review. We did have a scripture, Psalms 119 and 105, that I would like for us to read before we close out. Psalms 119 and verse 105.
In King James, it reads as follows. Psalm 119 and verse 105 reads as follows. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen.
Amen, amen. And for the Message Bible, by your words, I can see where I'm going. They throw a beam of light on my dark path. I've committed myself and I'll never turn back from living by your righteous order. Amen. And I just love that you have brought that out on, I don't have my days marked here, but we had that in one of our scriptures, that that word can be a light unto our path, keep us on the right track, keep us in tune with the scriptures, and keep us in tune with the word of God. So I just thank God for his word.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you all so much, and we look to talk to you guys tomorrow for the word at noon.